Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
World almost at critical 1.5 degree threshold. That's the lead headline in the Irish Times, which reports on new figures telling us that 2023 broke the record for the hottest year ever by almost 0.2 of a degree, which we're told is the largest jump ever observed. In the EU report, scientists outlined how the planet was 1.48 degrees hotter last year compared with the period before the mass burning of fossil fuels and other polluting activities ignited the climate crisis. The investigation into the discovery of 14 people who were found in a refrigerated trailer on board a lorry which arrived into Rosslare Europort on Monday generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Independent builds its lead story around an interview with Junior Health Minister Mary Butler, who expresses concern about the move from next month to allow nursing home residents to keep all income raised from renting out their homes because she fears that it may result in people being prematurely admitted into care. She also tells Philip Ryan that she wasn't consulted on the final decision to change the rental income rules and wouldn't have proceeded with the plan. Yesterday's finding in a British coroner's court that Sinead O'Connor died of natural causes in her flat in London last July generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the court case in Mallorca, in which reality television personality Callum Best is facing allegations made against him by a British woman who claims he sexually assaulted her in Ibiza in 2022. The Irish News runs with the picture of the funeral cortege of Thomas Tucker McConville, one of the 10 children of Jean McConville, who was abducted and murdered by the IRA in 1972. The father of six, who died in Belfast following a short illness, is the fourth member of his family to die in recent years. The Irish Daily Star bases its lead story in an interview with Carla O'Connor, a resident of Ballinrobe, who took part in the recent protest against the housing of 50 male asylum seekers in the town. O'Connor was previously involved in what the paper describes as a porn video, which went viral in 2017, and which resulted in a Garda who featured in the video being temporarily suspended from duty. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that Northern Ireland's chief vet, Dr. Robert Huey, is to retire. Mr. Huey's department had to pay out £1.25 million to a whistleblower who made allegations related to animal welfare at an employment tribunal in 2021. Scandal hit vet retires with £1 million pension pot is the headline there. Back in the front of the Times, there's a picture of the newly appointed French Prime Minister, 34-year-old Gabriel Attal, alongside his predecessor Elizabeth Borne at yesterday's handover ceremony. As well as being the youngest, he's also the country's first openly gay Prime Minister. And finally, the Examiner opts for the dual themes of nature and the weather in the picture on its front page this morning. Chani Anderson's image is of a pond chicken tentatively taking a walk on a frozen lake in Fota Wildlife Park yesterday. Skate expectations is the headline there.
Fiona Kelly.